Chapter 11. The Angry Gardener.
Do you think I'll walk one day?
Colin asked his new friends.
Maybe,
said Dickon.
You're standing now, and you're okay.
I'll get well,
said Colin.
And I'll walk and run in this garden.
Suddenly, the children heard a loud, angry shout. It was Ben, the gardener.
What are you doing in there?
Why is the gardener angry?
Asked Colin, perplexed.
He's angry because we haven't got permission to be here,
explained Mary.
That's ridiculous,
said Colin.
This is my father's garden. We don't need permission.
Who are you, boy?
Asked Ben.
I'm Colin Craven,
said Colin.
This is my garden. Please come inside and talk to us.
Ben went into the secret garden.
Ah, now I recognize you. You're Mr. Craven's son, the invalid.
I'm not an invalid,
said Colin.
I'm going to walk soon.
I'm happy to hear that,
said Ben.
I was your mother's gardener many years ago. You look like your mother. This was her garden.
I know,
said Colin.
And now you can be my gardener.
We're making the garden beautiful again,
Mary explained.
Yes, I can see that,
said Ben.
Is Dickon helping you?
Yes, he is,
said Colin.
Ben, will you help us too?
Yes, of course,
said Ben.
Your mother loved the roses here. We'll fill the garden with roses.
The children worked in the secret garden every day, and sometimes Ben helped them. Soon the garden was beautiful. Colin became stronger, and it was easier for him to stand. After 2 weeks, he started to walk. The children were happy. Soon, Colin began to work in the garden with Dickon and Mary. He told them interesting stories from his books. Mary told them about life in India, and Dickon told them about animals. The children liked to be together. One day, Dickon's mother came to visit them. She brought fresh milk, fresh bread, and other food.
Colin, you're healthy and strong now,
she said.
It's incredible.
I know,
said Colin.
Now Father must come home and see me.
He'll come soon,
Mrs. Sowerby said.
He won't believe that it's you.